28 M&Ms, 29 M&Ms, 30 M&Ms.
What are you doing, Don?
Imagining that I'm eating M&Ms so I don't actually eat so many for real.
What does imagining eating M&Ms have to do with eating them?
Well, according to one study, it's possible that repeatedly imagining eating a specific food can reduce your appetite for that food. So you end up eating less. For example, researchers did an experiment where they had one group imagine eating 30 M&Ms and putting 3 coins into a slot. A second group imagined eating only 3 M&Ms and putting 30 coins in a slot. The coins were there to fool the participants into thinking it was a study about imagination and size perception instead of about eating. After the imagining session, both groups were allowed to eat from a big bowl of real M&Ms.
So, let me guess. The people who imagined eating more M&Ms ate fewer of the real ones.
Right. It could be that the brain becomes used to the imagined sensation and so makes the real thing seem less desirable. Or it may be that thinking about eating triggers the same brain chemicals as actual eating, which could make you feel less hungry.
But doesn't thinking about food usually make you feel hungrier?
Sometimes. But the study I'm talking about at least suggests that thinking over and over about eating a certain food can help curb your appetite for that food. Maybe not always, but it's an interesting start to research that could result in using imagination to eat less.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.